All right, Rita, let me play devil's advocate.
Yep.
I'm sure I'm going to get emails saying that that Rita sounds like a very nice, educated person, but here is a greeny, tree-hugging type organization trying to stir something that really doesn't exist, that most of these farms are in places where there aren't a lot of people, and there aren't a lot of people being really hurt by this, and that this is much ado about nothing.
Well, then.
I got you, didn't I?
See, it's just you and me, so I can't say, anybody in the room, put up your hand if you've heard about the problems with the muck mm-hmm. on the beaches in Saginaw Bay. Okay. Oh, I see somebody. He's got his hand up. The long-term cumulative impacts are such that we have to start paying attention to that. To use an example outside Michigan, everybody has heard that that doggone dead zone in the just below the Mississippi River in the Gulf of Mexico is getting larger again. It's getting deader, and that's because of nutrients that are flowing down the Mississippi River from whatever the source are. It can be manure. It can be other cumulative things that just add up. The chemicals that get used in golf courses. I hate to always beat up on golf courses, but a lot of them do use way more, fertilizer on their lawns than they need to. There's people who use it in their homes. There's stormwater runoff that carries everything that's on a parking lot that goes straight to the river. All those things. Lake Erie has a dead zone that is again expanding. We thought we dealt with that back in the 70s. And we did. We did deal with it back then. But now it's back because now we have a new source. Back then we said, okay, we're going to stop allowing phosphorus in detergent. And that took care of a lot of it. And they also got a better handle on a lot of other inputs to Lake Erie. But here we are again with a growing dead zone. And the difference is the expansion of large livestock facilities and medium-sized ones and the concentrated flow of the manure that is carrying all those nutrients in it.
Okay.
Manure is a wonderful source of plant nutrients, unfortunately.
All right, so bottom line, there's a lot of groups involved, mm-hmm. and you're part of that, and you're calling out to the Michigan Agriculture Commission to reassess and revamp some of these practices. I know that your efforts are going to be focused on the Michigan Department of Agriculture and the rural development. So what's the plan?
The plan is to work within the committees that the Agriculture Commission has set up. Each one of the, I haven't said the word out loud yet or the acronym out loud yet, GAMPs, Generally Accepted Agriculture Management Practices. Those are various practices that are used on farms to control pollution or to control odors, various things. And every single year, these practices are updated, but generally they're updated a little bit. A few words might be tweaked here or there, and very often it's just for clarification. It's not to make a change to the actual practice. Why do we have GAMPs? Because we have the Right to Farm Act. The Right to Farm Act was passed in 1981. That was 30 years ago. And we were pretty darn sure that 30 years is a time to look at what has come about because of it. The Right to Farm Act was passed because there were issues of farms existing in the countryside and city people moving out to the countryside for that bucolic, lovely country living. And gosh darn, those cows across the way, they just stink terrible. Well, that was to protect the farmers from whatever activities that they were doing in their normal farming operation from these people, suing them for various things. It's like, hey, I'm a farmer. This is what it's like. I was here first. This is what you have to, if you're going to live here, this is what you get. You know, it's like moving to the city of Detroit and then not expecting traffic noise. You know, that's what you get. If you're going to live in a city, you get cars. Same sort of deal. But the Right to Farm Act says that if the farmers are following these practices and they are verified to be doing so by the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, then they receive protection from nuisance lawsuits. People cannot sue them.
All right, Rita. So if people want more information on how they could be a part of your group and learn more about GAMPS, where do they go?
They can go to our website. It's michigan.sierraclub.org. If they want to see a website, I just want to throw this in real quick because it sounds like you're wrapping up. A website from a local organization of citizens, not tree-hugging, granola-eating, sandal-wearing tree-huggers.
Not that there's anything wrong with those folks.
Right. Someone's got to fill that role. Otherwise, who would buy the Birkenstocks?
I want
people to look at a website called nocafos.org. And I'm not talking only about the large concentrated animal feeding operations, but we're also talking about medium-sized that are following the same sorts of practices as they are. I won't go into technical details beyond that. But nocafos.org, so nocafos.org, has like up-to-the-minute information on what's going on in a particular community down in Lenawee and Hillsdale counties. It's almost on the borderline there in an area there.
All right, Rita.
We're facing these issues every single day.
All right, Rita, we're going to stay in touch with you. Interesting stuff, and we'll get back in touch with you. Thanks so much.
Sounds great.
All right,
thanks,
enjoy your day.
You too.